Okay, we're starting the second perek in Chagiga, Aloka Aleph, Yushalmi. Ein Dorshin, Ba'arayot B'Shloshah, V'lo B'Maaseh, B'Reishit B'Shnayim, V'lo B'Merkava, B'Yachid, Elohim, Ken Haya Chacham, Mevin Midato, V'Chol HaMistakel B'Arba'a Devorim Rotuilo, K'Ivolo Ba'Leolam. Malamalon, Malamaton, Malafim, Malachor, Koshlo Chas, Tamfot, Kono, Rotuilo, K'Ivolo Ba'Leolam. Rabbi Bab Hashem Rabbi Yehuda says that this is Rabbi Akiva's drasha, and ish and so on, that he holds that lo dibur l'sham b'nei adam, therefore he can darshan these kind of words. But according to Rabbi Shmuel, who holds dibur l'sham b'nei adam, so the fact that it says ish al kol sher b'saro, this was the drasha that we made in the Bavli, to him doesn't mean anything, right? So according to this, you can't learn that ain't darshan b'arayis b'shlosha. To Rabbi Yishmael, because we know in the Sifri, it says in Machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael. So Rabbi Akiva darshan over there, the story is, we're talking about the Pasuk Yidvar Hashem Baza, that mitzvosav hefer, hikares. Right? So the Dvar Hashem is referring to somebody who goes against Anovi, because that's the Dvar Hashem that was said directly by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hikareit is that he doesn't have a chelik in olam haba. This is a double lashon. Hikareit b'olam hazeh, hikareit olam haba. But according to Rabbi Shmuel, he holds kares as olam only in olam hazeh, even for avir averis kafavim, because it says v'nech b'samish u'megade, and hikareit he doesn't darshan. So according to this, you don't have the extra hikareit. Same too, you don't have the extra lashon ish. Man, there are amiyati, matni azar l'shorchi v'azar l'mishka. So from Rebbe Ami, we learn out that he darshan. It says et zachar lo tishkav mishkaveisha. So from there we learn both the iser for the one who is active and also the iser for the one who is passive. Because we learn out lo tishkav, we learn out lashon of lo tashkiv. So both are true. Because otherwise it could have said, lo tishkav ki isha, since it says mishkevei isha, so it means a double wash. So this is only true also, libid Rabbi Akiva, who is darish lashon keif, according to Rabbi Shmuel holds, dibur Torah b'sham b'nei adam. So he has to find another marker. For this he learns it from lo yeh kadesh. Lo yeh kadesh means that a male shouldn't be a prostitute. So, I mean, he would be the passive partner. So you see that it's an issur l'nishkav also. So what's that? No, it's not in the which words don't you have? You don't have minderabani? You don't have the words minderabani? You all see if, right at the top of Chesan Aleph?
Asar l'nishkav.
Yeah, that's it. Asar l'nishkav. I don't know. I'm not Rabbi Shmuel. No, I'm filling in the blanks. I'm filling in the blanks. No, the Gemara is just three words. No. It's another one of these Yerushalmi flybys. They take the whole sugya in Sanhedrin, they threw it in over here. That's all. So that, since we said Azor L'Nishkad, so Ada Amra loch Rabbi Yishmael. So he apparently holds that like Rabbi Yishmael, because he, according to Rabbi Ami, it's a separate drasha for the Nishkav and for the Shochet, for the Lo Yeh Kadesh. Which means, apparently, that the norm is we accept Rabbi Yishmael's approach. We don't darshan ish. Which means it needs to be another marker for this thing of Arias. The Loba Maisa Brejas Bishnai, Rabbi Hashem Rabbi Yehuda, says there's also going on Libra Rabbi Akiva, that the Torah, same way that Rabbi Akiva said that the Torah is not to be Torah, but Rais B'Shleisha. So as she does say, Itan is also being machmer that you don't darshan on my separations, even Bishnai. But according to Rabbi Yishmael, Barankar Yishmael, where we don't find any marker for in darshan barayas, so then it's mutter to be darshan Rais Merkav. In other words, you need to find a place where the Torah limits your right to be Darsh. If you don't find any place like that, you can't add to it. Ma'aseh Merkava. If Rabbi Shmuel is chaylik on the ikar halacha, and he doesn't hold that there's things that are not supposed to be exposed. So According to him, and it should be mutter to expose Meisim Merkava also. I mean, Mother Rebuta Bar Pazi, Yosef Doresh, look, Rebuta Bar Pazi gave a drosha in public. And he starts talking about the Yonim and Meisim Bereshit. So it's saying the world was originally Mayim, the Mayim. So what did he do with the Yisr being Doresh Meisim Merkava? Or Meisim Bereshit? Right, so I don't know. Look, Rabbi Shmuel. Obviously, we don't pass him if it's a problem. So he held that it was mutter like Rabbi Shmuel. Dorish Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi b'tchilah yolam b'ayim b'mayim. What was the drasha? That all things were essentially made out of water. My time is the ruach ha'lim rachev t'apnei ha'mayim. So you see that in the original bria, that's all you had was mayim. So why is it identifying mayim particularly? Chazar v'yasal shelik. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu turned the Mayim into Shelek. It says, Mashlich Karcho Kefitim. So say with that, Noten Shelek Katsana. In other words, it's talking about before, the whole parsha is talking about Briyas Ha'ilam. And then, after it hardened, Chazar V'aso Aretz. It turned it into actual earth. And that's why it says in Eov, Kila Shelek Yamerhu Aretz. It appears that from you say the mayim, gradually you got arts. The arts emedes alamayim. Now we know the earth stands on what is the reka arts alamayim? Mayim emdim ala hori. Horim yamdu mayim. Horim emdim ala ruach kine yotzerim avari ruach. Ruach is to be besara, as we said, ruach sa'ara sa'adavar, which we darshan. Ruach sa'ara sa'adavar. That's how Rashi explained in the Bible. Sa'ara asa'a kadosh baruch hu kemin kemiyah. But Lulim it's a bizarre Kadosh Baruch Hu made it like a type of kamiya that you wear around your arm. So that means that the Zeroa of Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kavayoko, supports now the Sa'ara, which supports the Ruach, which supports the Mayim, the Harim, which supports the Mayim, which became now the support for the Aret. So that means that all, underneath it all, you have only Zeroa Shema Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kine.
The
Tehillah
we say in the morning with all these elements
are
very much related
to this. Yeah. There are six psukim that Rebbe used to cry when he read. And this is one of them. Yotzer harim uvere ruach magid ladam masichal. So it's hopeless. You're singing that. Kadosh Baruch Hu, the creator of the world, that knows everything that a person says, will say it over to him. Bikshu et Hashem kol an ve'aretz, and this is Hashem mishpato po'alo. He goes on to say, Bikshu tzedek, Bikshu anava, ulai, tisafru, v'yom af Hashem, kulei hai v'ulai. The person who went so far, and is still a suffix, whether he'll be, v'yom af Hashem, whether he's got a chance. Sin ura, v'yavu tov, v'atzigu b'shar mishpat, ulai, yechonein Hashem lakim tzvokot. Again, b'chor revelian, and this person who reached such a darga, it's still only ulai. Yitain ba'ofar piu ulai yesh tikva. It's the same cry. And on the pasuk yet kol ha'maaseh im yaviv b'mishpat hakol ne'alam im kol tov im ra. So the Rebbe cried there. Ne'alama is HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings b'mishpat halachas kamen lekamen lezvenes. Vayomer Shmuel al Shaul lama hirgastani la'alot oti. So Omar al Shmuel said to Shaul lo'haya b'chal ha'argiz et borecha. Hello. What the heck is wrong with you? It's not bad enough. You can't find anything to get up. You're looking to get up. Kadosh Baruch Hu angry. So you have to turn me into your Avodah Zarah over here. What am I, some kind of oracle? What kind of stupidity is that? So now I'm going to be punished for this. So the same way Yaakov Avinu didn't want to be in Mitzrayim with him. Turn him into an Avodah Zarah. You come to an oath. Call up my spirit. Now you're telling me my spirit and I'm like a Zora. In a Yoda, you don't know Kishem Shri Freeman, I hope they kept Freeman on their part. Somebody who becomes an object of veneration is punished. So that's a whole different purity from the Largis. Lama Yergastani. Kind of business. Hello, not only that, we also have the Svar of the Bavar. Shaiti Sofa Shayomadin, Nityareti. So Rebbe would cry on that. Dvarim Kavachomer, Umayim Shmuel, is Rabbim Shalom, Rabban Shalavim, says, Yada Koy Yisroel Midan Vad Bersheva Kineman Shmuel Navi Hashem. And that was the first public display of Nevi'ah that we saw. He says that then Vayosef Hashem Leiraot B'Shemo, after he appeared to Shmuel, so then already it became a Dabar Nafetz, there was Nevi'ah. But he's like the beginning of Nevi'ah. He's Ramesh on Nevi'ah. And he was terrified, Miyom HaDin. Oh no, Lachas Kama V'Kama, can you imagine? And that pasuk of Hinei Yotzer Harim Uvarei Ruach, Umagid La'adam Masicho. So why did he cry? Because he said, Afilu Dvarim, She'in Dem Chet, Nichtav La'adam Pinkas. A person is, it's not a chet to joke around with your wife while you're having sex. It's not the best thing, maybe, not necessary. But Afal Pikin, the Hakadosh Baruch Hu is going to be makben on it. So, what chance do we have? Umi Magid La'adam, Evel Hayotze Mipiv. It's the actual air that comes out of your speech that makes a reshem lamala. That's made on the person, the yosid loving. Reb Chagai b'shem Rabbi Yavetz said, Yotzer harim uvorei ruach. The Yotzer harim is magid ladam masicho. So in other words, the dibur that is yotze brings the person to realize that it's the yotzer harim uvorei ruach. That he's being machis. You should know who it is that you did an aver in front of. Reb Chagai b'shem Reb Yavetz. Some say that he darshan the end of the pasuk. He continues on to say asar shachar ve'ifa. So he said elon siforai. These mornings, and Hashem makes the morning tohu choshech ve'afela. The lashon of eifa is tohu choshech ve'afela. That's Magid La'adam, even what the person does in the dark of the night. So since HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Borei Choshech, the person takes advantage of Choshech to do Ma'asim that he would only do at night. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Megala, that's why it says, Asar Shachar Ve'efa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the dawn to expose what went on in the night, so the person cannot hide. Rabbi Yehuda Ve'pazi B'Shem Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, Andraianus, Caesar, Andraianus, Shola Akilas Hager. He asked Akilas, Kushtina Tonam Rinda in Alma Kaimal Rufa. Is it really true that you Jews, after you became a Ger, he said, is it really true that you Jews believe that the world is supported by Ruach? Omar Le'in, that's true. Omar Le'in, so Andraianus said to him, Minein Ad Modali, show me that there's Ruach on the bottom of it all. Omar Le'in, okay. I'll prove it to you. Aitali Hugni, bring me these small camels. Aitali Hugni, and Atanina Tanina. So he goes and he loads up these camels with very heavy packs. Akimum Varbon Nistun Lachanku. So he makes them run until they finally chuck. They can't get enough oxygen. They don't have enough air. Oh, Marley. So Achilles says to Adrianus, Halacha Kimu, go ahead. Lift them up now. They all collapse. Oh, Marley, how am I supposed to understand? You choke them to death. They collapse because they couldn't breathe anymore. Force them to run like that. Oh, Marley, that's right. So, there's nothing missing, is there? What's the problem? They don't have a little air. Air's not important. There's no ruach. What's the importance of ruach? Why don't your camels stand up? So lo ruchu the nafkeminu. What's the problem? All I did was take away the use of air, and nonetheless you can't lift them up. So you ask me, it's a big pella that the world should be supported by ruach. The camel is supported by ruach. So why shouldn't the world be supported by ruach? Okay. Continues the Mishnah. We'll open the cover of the Yochid. So od ikra b'Akiva says. Ein Dorshim and Rekavah B'Yachad. It's also going to lead to Rabbi Akiva. Since Rabbi Akiva holds Ein Dorshim Barayis B'Shalosha because of the Pasuk of Ish Ish. So, Maaser Bereishis, which is much more chomer, we made it in front of two, and Rekavah, which is more chomer even than that, we made it even one. But according to Rabbi Yishmael, holds there's no Isser of Drisha Barayis, so then it should be mutter to be Dorshim Maaser Rekavah to people even in public. No. Gemar's Derech. Divrei HaKohen. This already is not dependent on the Machlokes review, Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Akiva. Because Kitei Shiyadam Yadei Alechus HaPfot Kono. This is a Dover of Mitzad HaSfor. It's because you only be derish for people who can't appreciate it, don't know what you're saying, they laugh at it. Seems to be meaningless.
Megala things that can come to them to be mezalzel before Shemayim.
Lo kein amar Rav. Ein adam shayin lomar davar keneged rabo. Ela im kein ra'ah v'shimesh. Talmud is not allowed to be derish from Eisim Merkava unless he saw it from his Rebbe, or he was Meshamish, his Rebbe, for many years and picked it up, because they were very machmer on this because of Kveit Shemayim. That's the lashon of the Mishnah. Rosh or Yerushal Bal Yailon. Ketzer Uweisa. So how, I mean, if he's not supposed to be taught unless he's a Favor Chokhan, maybe Midaita, so how's he ever get there? I mean, it seems to be catch 22. Point is, Betchila Rabo Patech Rosh Yitzchak. First, the Rav can give him over Ramazan as of a structure. After the Talmud understands, now the Talmud can come and be dorish what he understands. And then umaski, if the Rav is maskim with Dvarav, which was the Maisa, of course, with with Rebbe Elazar ben Arach, we brought, we're going to get to it in Yerushalmi also. So if the Rav is maskim, so then he's able to teach. That's why he said, Tarsheni lomar lefanecha davar shem adatan. Says that there was a Talmud Vatika Yalol Rebbe, the Dorash Perak Echad, the Maisim and Kavah, Veloyskim Adaita Sherebbe. Rebbe actually did not agree to this, to this Talmud's Pshat. And he felt that the Talmud had taken his words of the Rosh Hashanah out of context. And that Talmud ended up becoming affected by terrible boils because of the fact that he used his mind. It wasn't really appropriate for him to say the things he said. He wasn't really holding by it, and he stretched beyond where he should have stretched. HaTorah Zo, this Torah, Maisim Merkava, Sisrei Torah, Domeh L'Shnei Shvilim. It's like you're faced with two paths that are going out in front of you. Efet shel ur, and one of them is made out of fire. Efet shel shelet. So now, wherever you go, you're in trouble. Yitabazeh, you go on the one of fire, you'll be burnt up. Made to put ur. Yitabazeh, you go on the other one, you're gonna die of cold. You freeze to death. Mayaseh yaleh b'emtza. You have to be very careful to go between these two extremes. That's not understood. There's the two extremes. You have Wagyu on the one hand, because you die of the cold. And you have Nana Nachman on the other hand, you die of the heat. No, seriously. It destroys you either through becoming overly passionate or by turning you into a cold, hopeless intellectual where you lose your heart. It's an amazing Gemara. It's like it's something you see all the time. You can't understand things unless you're very careful to balance it. Which I don't think you are. Which we said that's the bechina, basically, in order to get your smicha and maisim rekova, you have to be able to say something over that the Rebbe is masking. Amalo emor, kibush a pasuk Rebbe Elazar ben Arach and maisim rekova, yoradol Rebbe Yochanan ben Zakkai min hachamor, amar eino bedin sheshomea kvot koni v'ani rochev al hachamor, olchu v'yashvu lehem tachat ilan echad, וירדה אש מן השמיים והקיפה אותם ביום מלך ישרת וקפצים לפניהם כבני חופה שמחים לפני החתם נענה מלך אחד מתוך האש ואמר אה! כדבריך אלעזר בן ערך כך הוא מעשה מרכבה מיד פתחו כל האילנות here it's clear that it was the אילנות and not the מלאכים that said עוז ירננו כל הצייר which makes sense because it's referring to the עצים so this is באמס Maaseh Merkava, the Yikra Maaseh Merkava is the Shira that the Bria brings to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, basically. In understanding Maaseh Bereishis and Maaseh Merkava, the Bria begins to sing. Kivan Shegomar, Rav Elazar ben Arach, Maaseh Merkava, Umad Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai ben Ashkel, Rosh Hashanah, Baruch Hashem, Elokei Avram, Yitzchak, V'Yaakov. In the Gemara, we have one of the Elokei Avram. Shnatam Avram Avinu, Ben Chacham. Yodea Midrosh, Bechvoid Avinu Shebashamayim. Just like Avram Avinu was chayker and derish by himself, and he discovered the NF,
I didn't teach Elazar ben Arach, and he's like Avram Avinu. Please, Majesty.
Different story than we have in the Bavli, right? It was Rabbi Yeshua. Avheim patru b'mashe merkava. They say that day was a day, Yom Echad b'tkufa tamuzaya, and nonetheless, Rasha ta haaretz, v'nirata keshet b'anan, v'yatsa batko, v'amra lehem, areya makom ponui lachem. You guys have a straight ticket to Gan Eden. A traklin mutza lachem. Atem v'tamidekem mezumanim lakach shlishit. Of the seven kitot, the atik, the mandiomer, why we say kach l'shit, the mandiomer, darshins, sova simochot, altikri sova la sheva, that sheva kitot shal tzadikim latid lavo, that they're mekabu b'nei ashkina, and you're muzman to the kach l'shit. Shuv ma'aseh, by Rabbi Yoshua, where he was ma'alach, but Erechim ben Zoma was brought kenegda, that's today's Gemara, but it's different, it's not that ben Zoma saw him on the stairs, and that his stomach ignored him, but rather, Rabbi Yeshua said to him, Shalom Aleichem, Shalom Shalom V'lo Yeshiva. And Zoma didn't respond, so he saw that he was in a trance. Oh, no, hello. Me ayin v'layin ben Zoma. Oh, that's Yistaka la'ikim v'masev reshit v'ayin mayim al-yonu l'mayim ha-tachtonim elekim malei poteach tefach. Ne'emar kan rechuf ruach alakim rachefet apnei ha'mayim. So marichuf shnemalahala by the nesher, it's nogea ve'enu nogea, it's directly above the chicks. Africhuf shnemakan nogea ve'enu nogea. Omar, Rabbi Yeshua, Talmidav. Forget it. Harei ben Zoma b'chutz, he's out of this world. V'lo agil yamin kumi achin iftar ben Zoma. Indeed. Right, it's good. Okay, good. There's a lot of parallels. On Rabbi Leib, Ksiv on one hand says that Mishle Kvod Elokim Hasker Davar, Kvod Melachim Hakor Davar. So Kvod Elokim Hasker Davar. That's up to the point that Shelo Nivra Olam. So that should be hidden, because the Kvod Elokim over there is the contrary. It's not to be megala, like the Gemara said about the garbage dump. Kvod Melachim, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu became Melach al Briya Isa, so then Chakor Davar, that's Mishan Yivra, Elam, after there was a Gilu, Malchus Shamayim, but before that, how can you have a Melach below Am? So if there was no Briya, there can't be Malchus. Amar Rabbi Levi, Ksiv Hazot Yadata Minei Yad, Minei Sim Adam Alei Oretz. On the one hand, it says, this is what you can know from the days of man's being placed on the earth. So the Korah, it's a contradiction, right? Because on the one hand, Hazot Yadata Mineyad, Mineyad means forever, even before Adam. Then it says Mine Samadam Aleorets, which is Mashba Dafka, from the time of that Adam was on the earth, which is after Briyas Adam. So therefore, what it's telling you is that Avalad Mani Simadam Aleorets. So you have no reshus. What it's saying is minei ad, but only from the context of creating Adam, which Lamais is the same drush that we're going to have in a minute that we had in the Bavli. Rabbi Yonah b'shem Rebaba, on one end, shalna liyamim arishanim asher ayu lefanecha, but then it says lemina yom asher bar Elohim Adam al haaretz mitzeh shemayim. So yochor kodem Lamais b'reishis. Because it says Asher Ayu Lefanecha. No, that's why it says Limina Yom Hashibar Elokim Adam Al Haaretz. On the other hand, so you might think that means Dafka Miyom Hashishi Ve'eva, because Adam was created on Friday. Talmud Omer Yom Mima Rishonim, which is mashma all of the days of creation. So Achashri Ba'akatuf. On the one hand, it says Yom Mima Rishonim Umiyed, and it says on the other hand Mina Yom Harian Lameidim Mishish Mashishi Miyucha Shu Misheshes Yomei Bereshis. which means you can darshan sheshes and maybereshes, but you can't darshan before sheshes and maybereshes. Yochol, you might think that leida malamalam neshmei malamatam inatahim, that you're allowed to ask even now. What you're saying? Okay, I won't ask on what was outside of the time of the world, but I can ask what exists, what existence is there outside of the boundaries of the universe. Only that. So then, so the thing over here is, you're allowed to be dorish in your heart. But so you can be dorish, according to this, as long as the Mishnevra Olam, in other words, in Yanim, that are become part of Maisa Bereshis, that anyone could become aware of, that you could be dorish Misefer Olam Atsefer. Tony Bar Kapara argues, and he says, Ulu min hayom, you can be dorish even before Maisa Bereshis, because it says, Lemin hayom, Ula min hayom. So that means that as far as Ula min hayom, to understand yourself, that you can understand yourself even before. Ask Rabbi Yehuda bar Pazi, which we said before the beginning of the parak over here, like Rabbi Yehuda bar Pazi said, that, betchila hayolam mayim b'mayim, remember we said it was dependent on whether you hold that, like Rabbi Shmuel or like Rabbi Akiva. If you hold Divrei Torah k'lashon b'nei adam, so then we don't have a raya, that it's also to be derech b'rayos. And if you don't have a right to be derech b'rayos, where do you see that the Torah puts any limits at all on drasha? That's basically what Bar Kapara is saying. And you know, it's ula min hayom, adds that it's mutter indeed to be derech also. So, Asa comes out that Rabbi Yehuda bar Pazi, who darshan b'rabim, the idea of Ma'im, B'Ma'im, and so on, he must hold, like Bar Kapara, that it's mutter to be Derish, even what was there before we... In other words, the Gemara is taking for granted over here a particular thing that needs to be explained, maybe. That is that Maisa Bereshis, after the period of Sheshes Yemei Bereshis, is no longer traceable. Right? In other words, whatever happens during Sheshes Yemei Bereshis redefines the nature of creation. Correct? Let's say you go back in a time machine, right? So you'll never discover in your time machine a time in which you don't have the same order of things that you have after Maisa Bereshis. Maisa Bereshis defines the way the world is, even though it says it in different ways. So that you need Asar Ma'amores, right? So that there's something that is added when HaKadosh Baruch Hu adds, let there be lights in the Rekiah HaShamayim, right? So that's an additional tzivui. If it wouldn't have been for that tzivui, so that means it would have been possible to have an island that wouldn't have had lights in the Shemanos. It would never have been stars. We will not find within the context of our Olam such a time. Because the nature of physics as we know it is not the nature of physics as it is in the context of becoming, which is during the time of Sheshes Yemei Bereshis.
I thought everything was created in one instant and then everything else is just...
That's true, but those Ma'amores redefine the instant. That's the point. They unfold to us differently.
Unzipping the file for us.
In a sense, yes. Right. You see this clearly even in the simple psukim. You see that things are nested in terms of their definitions. If you analyze my separations carefully. So therefore, what we're saying over here is like this. The truth is you really are going out of your world if you go back to my separations. Because that's before the mechitzas of the world as you know them.
And then how would you perceive it?
It's the same thing. Let's say if you hold like those shitas that say that the nature of the bris with Noach was really to redefine light. It wasn't just to take something that already existed and say, this is my bris. It was a creation of a rainbow. So those days, remember that those days end the period of Tohu, which is still my separations. So you'll never be able to find a time in your time machine in which light would not refract, because that's part of the nature of physics. So therefore the Gemara is saying, really you are going back. L'min ayom means that you're going back into a universe that has no connection anymore. The universe as you know it. And nonetheless it's saying it's mutter, Bar Kappara is saying. So that must mean that Rabbi Yehuda ben Pasi also said Bar Kappara. Umaritani Reb Chiya, what Reb Chiya said in the Tosefta, that it's Osir to be derish about what was Kedem Lamaisa Bereishis, that's going Kohadat Rabba. That we just had over here, Rabbi Yonah quoted Rabbi Boaz saying that it's Osir to be derish, which be there before my Bereishis. Beit Shammai Omrim Shammai Nivru Tchiyo, Achar Kav Haaretz. They still own your words and risk of a harker shemite. Ere levim tam levivrein, ere levim tam levivrein. Ma tam de beit shemite, it's a bridge, bora, kila shemite was hard. Marshal to a melach shah sa kisei, after making the kisei, mi shah so, asa pipurin shalo, then he makes the shraf raf. And it says, a shemite kisei, ar it's a dom raglai. Ma tam on de beit hilel, it says, mi omasot Hashem me elokim eretz v'shamayim. So it's a marshal of melach shah sa platin, Misha banata tachtonim, then only then he can make the elyonim. You don't build the elyonim before the tachtonim. And indeed, Yishayahu also said, Af yadaya sta'aret, yadiya sta'aret, v'yiminit av tivcha shamayim. Do you see that the aretz is the yisod for the shamayim? So it comes first. Omer, Reb Yehuda bar Pasi, the dam is sayal abeti. I'll bring you a pasuk, another pasuk. It's a riot of Basil. Because it says, if nima aretz yasadata, Umase yadecha shamayim. So you see, first you sowed the aretz, and then you can add the shamayim. Om Rabbi Chanina, mimokam shebet shamayim, mevim tam nedivrayim. Misham beit yelal mesalkin lo. They still prove that they're wrong, mamish from the same pasuk. My time in the beit shamayim. Bereshit bara Elohim et hashamayim ve'et haaretz. Misham beit yelal mesalkin lo. Because what's the next words? Ve'aretz hayta tohu vavohu. And hayta means shekvar hayta. So in other words, what came for Aretz Haita? What do you mean Haita? Just to say, Aretz Tov Vavo. So hello, the pshat is, the Aretz actually was there from before. So Bereshit Bara Elohim Shamayim V'aretz is the Shamayim that's built on the Aretz. Like we were saying. Rabbi Yochanan B'Shem Chachonim hold Im Leviria Shamayim Kadam. You're talking about Bria Mamish from Ayin. And that's for Shamayim. But l'shichlul, to have everything in its place, that should be metukan, there the arts indeed was first, but lintot, in the Lashon Bavli, and lintot came first, the arts. Im l'biria shamayim kadmut, which is precious bar lokim, im l'shichlul arts kadma biyom asot Hashem lokim eretz v'shamayim, asot is to the Olam Asiyah. The Olam Asiyah is the Gemara Tikkun, not the Bria, which is beyond that. Shamayim berishon kebet shamayi. So asar shlosh yamim vasu toladot. You have on the 3 days of Asiya, on the fourth day, you finally get something out of the shamayim. So the rishon sheni v'shlishi, really, shamayim didn't achieve very much. What were we involved in over there in the shamayim? Only in the fourth day we get something out of the shamayim, which is the yima orot. Yom Sheni, Kibet Shamayim, so the second day where we have the Yam, also Shlosh Yamim, also needed 3 days to get its act together. Sheni Shlishi V'Ravi didn't achieve anything. All of a sudden, on the fifth day, you have Yishur Tzur Amayim. The Aretz was created on the third day, according to Beit Shammai, also waited 3 days until it got its act together. So you have Shlishi Ravi V'Chamishi, and then the Shishi, you have Tetzi Aretz Nefesh Chayam, and you have all of the land, animals, and Adam, and so on. Aretz, according to Beis Hillel, goes like this. Aretz B'Rishon Gevet Hillel. So according to Beis Hillel, Aretz was created beyond Rishon. There were 2 days of waiting around, also Shnei Yomim, so you have 2 days of getting its act together. Rishon V'Sheni, already beyond Shlishi, it says Tatshei Aretz, it already brought forth on the third day. Shamayim is the second thing, Kebet Hillel, okay. So then 2 days, took 2 days for it to get its act together. Sheni v'shlitzi v'sho, Revi, it gets its act together now in the Shemayim, and you have Yima Orot. The Yam, according to Beitel, is Nivra b'shlishi, and now 2 days it got its act together and made Toladot, Shlishi v'Revi v'sho, Chamishi yishvitzu amai. Omrib Shimon bar Yochai, Temeya ani ech nechlako avis ha'ilam abriyas ha'ilam. I don't understand. What is possible? Is it possible that they should have had a machlokas like this, where it's so clear? Shani omer, shamayim v'aretz lo nivru, ela kelefes hazeh v'chichusoya. I mean, basically, imagine now where you have a deep fryer, right? A lef is a deep frying pan, and it has a cover, okay? Now, how do you make that? If you take a look at the potterer basically forms a complete circle, closes it up, that way it matches perfectly, and then, after it's hard, he saws off the top, and now he has two things. The same thing is true over here. It goes together, obviously. Then you make a Abdullah between them. But, I mean, if you want something to fit, it's got to be made together. And indeed, it says in Yeshayahu, my time, af yadi asto aretz v'nitav kashamayim. Korea ani aleihem, as the Gemara continued in the Bavli, yamdu yachta. So you see, they're created as one, then you split them. I understand what they so big shamai are getting confused over here. Omer Rebbe Elazar, Reb Shimon, in kedata zushamar abba. If my father, Reb Shimon, is correct, that shamayim va'aretz were created together, that explains why pa'amim shumakim shamayim la'aretz, pa'amim shumakim aretz shamayim. Because basically it's all one thing. The reason it sometimes reverses the order is the same thing like it reverses our animation, is to teach me that there's no order in terms of chashivas. You have to know they both are teifus the same chiyim, chayim. The Eretz doesn't have, obviously, any chiyim without the shamayim, and the shamayim is dependent on the mitzvahs and the meisim teivim and the Torah and the consciousness of Adam that takes place on the Eretz. Oh, that was great. Bit long. Rabbi Elazar b'shem Rabbi Sira says, and this is b'shem bar Sira, is sefer bar Sira. In other words, he's quoting what we quoted it from Shekin Kasev, and we quoted that even though it's apocrypha, we quoted it. So here too, he's quoting Pli'a Mimcha. Matida, something which is beyond you. What are you going to know about it, right? Amuka mishol matachkor b'marshu sheta hitbonen in lecha inyan b'nistarot. So you have a right from, as we darshan, miyom shibora, you know, Hashem odem al aretz, but not nistarot, not malamala malamata.
Is this written by a goy or by a yehudi?
No. This is the whole title. There's the whole. Apocryphal medrash about his mother getting pregnant from the sperm of Yeshayahu. Oh, funny story. Rav Amar.